Hi, this is Mark Waters. It's 10 to 4, Thursday, 15th of May, 2014. And I've just parked my trike up at Chatham Bridge, just south of Chereau, after a 30-odd kilometre ride, doing some shopping and shit. And parked my bike up, locked it, got changed into my wetsuit, and just about to go for a little swim. I've got a old MP3 player attached to my woolly hat with a plastic band, and you can come with me for a swim down the river today. It's kind of windy, so you're going to get a bit of noise from that, but it's lovely and bright. There's a blue sky, there's no cloud. In the water now. First bit a bit tricky here because there's leaves that are breaking down and they're making methane and shit, whatever it is. There you go, you can hear that shit bubbling away. It stinks. I believe it's toxic. There we go. I'm just about to get into the water seriously. This is where the water goes up through the zip in the back of the wetsuit and is the least pleasant part of the whole effort. Lovely. There it goes. I'm just paddling under the bridge, downstream, on my back, just to kind of get the water into the suit and kind of get underway and get used to it. There we go. This swimming spot here is not my favourite because we start at the top and then the first half of the trip is downstream, which is quite pleasant, but it does make the swimming back when you're tired and a bit cold just that little bit more difficult. I think all the others we actually swim upstream to start with, so you're exercising and warm and it's nice, and then you kind of can float back down to the bike. But it's a nice place here. The wind's rippling across the water where there aren't trees on the side. It makes it sparkle, which is quite nice. And then in other patches it's just still. Just flipping onto the front, onto my front, sorry. And let's get underway. There's some lily pads on my right. Dragonflies. Oh, there's a pigeon heading off. the river turns a little bit to the left. Some more lily pads. I can see a single yellow lily flower quite close to the riverbank. There's a field here, sometimes there's cows in it. Can't see any today. I can see a cow. I can see a few now. River kind of widens out a bit here, and there's a massive area on the right with more lily pads floating. Oh, there's a big dragonfly. That landed. Oh, I can see some vans parked on the left. I hope they're not fishermen. Let me see them. They took a wide berth on the right as well. Not seen anybody there before. I guess it's the farmer. I can see a fishing line. More than one. On the shore? Ça va pour passer? Merci. Eh, oui, oui, c'est bon. Non, c'est pas très froid.
Ah, pas très froid.
Ouais, j'utilise le gant.
Ah oui, gant, oui.
Ouais.
Ah oui, vous avez combien
d'eau? Ouais, aussi,
ouais. Ah oui, combien d'eau de
I'm so far on the right, not politically, I mean in the river, that I'm passing under the actual branches of the trees that overhang the river, which is something I usually avoid, and then you don't get things like spiders dropping on you. They've got four rods there for two guys. All the cows have congregated round the vans, obviously wondering what's going on. I've not seen any fishermen there before. At least they were pleasant, which is usually a bit unusual. Normally they're telling me to turn around or just don't even bother saying anything. Just scowl at you. Okay. And the river goes around here. Back to the right a bit. Kind of does a gentle S shape. Obviously the wind doesn't get in here because it's got this stuff, there's all leaves and petals on the water. They don't get blown into place and stays here for a while. Awesome. That's a blue, little blue dragonfly flicking around in front of me. Backwards and forwards. One of those turning back to the left. It's now just a straight avenue. All the way down to the weir. This time of day. The sun's on the left as I go down. Just over the tops of the trees. So the river is kind of in shade. There's some sunlit patches, but it's mostly kind of in shade. maneuvering to the right side of the river as it's in the sun more. I don't know if it makes any difference to my warmth, but it's easier to see stuff. Flip on my back and float down. That's enough. Work for a bit. Under my front and just crossing multiple rows of really tall trees. I don't know what they are, but they're quite tall and they're catching the wind. And that's what makes that kind of rustling noise. And just ahead of me is the weir, which is my turnaround point. Because I'm not really fancy climbing down the weir and then walking through a shallow bit just to carry on. And I think this is about 600 metres. I think this section here is 1.2 kilometres up and down. So that's certainly plenty. There's a concrete section here that's slightly lower than the rest of the weir, so the majority of the water goes down in this bit, and that's where I'm turning around today. And now the hard bit. Thank you. direction. Onto my back for a bit of a rest. That's the kind of avenue section done again. And now back into the big S, the first part of the S. Just gently paddling upstream. Oh, and into the sunlight again. You can see two planes, well not the planes, but the trails, parallel, many miles away, up in the sky. There's a tree down here into the river, actually there's one on both sides. Dead, full of cobwebs. And I managed to keep its position during the winter when the river gets high and cleaned out. The one on the other side was upright before but is now at a kind of 45 degrees in the river, also dead. Water in the Charent here is a kind of greeny colour. I can see my hands. I can see as far as my hands, but I can't see the bottom. Let me go upright to see if I can touch the bottom here. Nope. So it's... Yeah, I definitely can't touch the bottom. Oh, and it's certainly colder down there. Ooh, I'm coming back on the surface. Coming back up to the corner, I'll be able to see the fisherman again in a second, so back into kind of regular breaststroke, controlled swimming. Thank you. You can see the church and village of Chatan. On my right, up the hill, red tile roofs. And a lily pond on the left. Oop, just caught one in the hand. I can just start to see the Chatan Bridge arches coming back into view. That's a welcome sight. Oh, there's two people on the actual bridge. Not seen that before. Most people just drive over it. Almost done. Just coming up to the bridge. It's so cool to be able to see it from the side and underneath. Instead of like most people seeing the road as they pass over it. Now I've just got to get through this leaf matter again. Standing up. Oh. sinking into it. Oh, that stinks. And out. And that was almost an hour. 50 minutes. By the looks of it, 50 minutes of wild swimming with me, Mark Waters. Catch you next time.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.